Esther Pollock and Ivar von Beckum are visiting Philadelphia from the Netherlands for the first time. But instead of using a map to find a good restaurant or learn the history of an old building, von Beckum wired up his wife, Pollock, with a microphone to record her impressions and emotions while she wandered through the city.
We have a method to try to evoke more thoughts or emotions or feelings or memories.
So they were down in the Italian market in South Philadelphia, and von Beckum asked his wife to talk about anything she saw that was green. And then they passed a storefront selling live chickens.
And then at some point I heard the sound of the cock. Evokes a lot of memories of countryside and a greenish association to it. But when we arrived at the shop itself, I realized there was nothing green. These animals were awaiting a certain death.
Pollock and von Beckum will spend the next 6 months collecting these kinds of free associative responses to Philadelphia and assembling a network of volunteers to do the same. The end result will be 250 miles crossing Philadelphia, a work that will use animated Google Earth maps and sound that trace walking routes through Philadelphia. Or, at least, it might be. What exactly the artists are going to do for the next 6 months is unclear, as is the end result. This residency allows them to invent their artistic process as they go. Pollock says whatever the process is, it will be rigidly structured like a science experiment.
Well, we are also inspired by scientific theory. For example, this whole idea that your perception of space is very much depending on movements comes from British anthropologist Tim Ingold. But we're tapping into this subjectivity, this individual experience, which might be less scientific and more poetic.
The duo is hosted by the University City Science Center and funded by the Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority's 1% for Art program. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.